And it's good morning, a very good morning, and thanks to Queensland Racing. It is now time for the Melbourne Form Panel on this Saturday, the 12th of June. We're racing at Sandown on the Hillside Track, and it's a heavy nine after rain there last night, and we'll stay at that range there this afternoon. So we'll be racing on a heavy nine at Sandown, according to Tim Bailey. Let's welcome in the team, and it's a very good morning to you, Dean Lester.
Hello, Gareth.
Stradbroke Day as well up there in Queensland. Do you have a favourite Stradbroke moment?
Probably Linton, because I had a little something on it. But okay. Rough Habit. There's been great winners, hasn't there? And it's the iconic Queensland race for mine. So really looking forward to it again. It's a terrific race again. I think there's probably 10 chances. So it's a wonderful race.
And back here in Melbourne on a heavy nine, how do you expect this track to play?
Must have surprised a few of the trainers, Gareth.
Yes.
The fact that 42 of them decided to scratch. I thought it was pretty established. It was going to be heavy. But anyway, I don't mind the meeting because there's some good, genuine wet trackers and we don't often see them on a Saturday program because we race so often at Caulfield and Flemington. So they get their chance to win a Saturday race.
And of course, Flardo Steakhouse, the best steakhouse in Melbourne, a family business for 60 years, Dino. The quiz is back once again on a Saturday. So everybody, I think, knows the drill. Now, you'll have a trivia question for us at some stage in this hour. And the first person to send in the correct answer on 0416 90 50 52 will be winning this voucher.
Yeah, it's not a hard question today either, Gareth. So we'll have to be very quick off the buzzer to get the Vlado's prize, and what a prize it is.
I'm just laughing to myself because usually people are complaining about me, Dino, but there's a few text messages with the traffic guy
not
this
happy
morning. No, they don't know what he's been on, I don't think. Anyway, we'll move on to David Gately. Hello, Gator.
Hello, mate. I had 48 in the sweep, so missed out there.
So you're looking forward to this meeting now, or has it been busy for you trying to work out your tips after the scratchings, Gator?
Oh, no, look, I thought it was impossible before the scratchings. That's probably helped a little bit.
Yep.
Now semi-impossible.
Hello to you, Warren Huntley. Do you share a little bit more confidence than, say, our great mate Gator?
I'm looking forward to the meeting. I like Sandown Hillside, and when it's heavier, I think it races traditionally as we've come to know the Hillside. So, winter racing on a Saturday, the Hillside circuit, I don't mind that ride in the heavy range.
And a very good morning to you, Nicholas Quinn.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Best back galloper at Sandown.
Ooh, there's been some good betting activity on Bedford throughout the course of the week, who looks like being the best back to this early stage.
All right, let's get stuck into this preview. We are racing on a heavy nine. The first race is for the two-year-olds over the 1,000 metres. Scratch the 3, 7, 9, 11 and 12. And we have a pretty short price favourite here, Quinny.
Yeah, we've got two really well-backed runners, though. The top two in the market, Ranbir and Hurdle, they're at 230 and 320, respectively. They hold nearly 80% of the investment between them. Mimosas on the next line of betting there at 5. Arhidey, 9. Along the River, 11. Mambale, 17. Bin Largo, 51. Smoke and Holly, 101. But it's between the top two in the market, according to punters, with Ranbir the better back just ahead of Hurdle.
Geez, I'm looking forward to this two-year-old race. It's not a bad two-year-old race in winter here at Sandown today, Dino.
No, it looks a pretty handy race, Gareth, when you get a horse like Ranbir that's got the profit here form line. And he's had two jump outs. He's had two pretty soft jump outs. I just hope that they've served him well enough to get through the testing ground and win. I think if they have, I think he's probably too good. But I've got respect for a first starter in our Heidi, who I think's trialled up really nicely in recent weeks. Hurdle, who won well on debut at Ballarat, was on the synthetic, so we didn't get a guide as to his wet track prowess, but certainly showed ability. And Rambo, who does seem to get through the soft okay and should make its own luck up on the pace. But I think if Ramby's fit enough and ready to go, and you would expect back the stable in a bit there, that he'll be very hard to beat. 5, 13, 2 and 4.
All right then, Gator, how have you sorted out this two-year-old race?
Well, obviously the heavy track's the query, isn't it? So it makes it a challenge. It's just another unknown. But certainly, when Ranbir is beaten by an elite one in Profiteer in super fast time, beating everything else, I thought the recent jump out looked terrific to my eye, but it's just the wet, we don't know. Hurdle backed heavily on debut, led, raced away. The margin was 5.5. The time was 12 lengths above two-year-old average. outstanding on the clock. Just has to do it on turf now, and not only that, on wet turf. I'm with Dino in that our Heidi's jump out was very good. Beat a good one in Always Sure. Well, not necessarily a good one, but it has won three races, that horse. And they beat the third horse easily. And Along the River just missed on debut. It was in the betting. Beat home Rambo there. It was coming off a neat win. So it's in the game for sure. 5-2-13-6 me.
All right then, Warren, would you take 230 for this favourite with a few unknowns here?
I would, Gareth. I think he's a real talent. Going back through his jump outs, he's had jump outs on both soft 7 and soft 6, and he's handled them well. Jump out pressure's different to race day pressure, but he's got a beautiful, fluent, economical action, and first use of the track, I think he'll win. 5, Ranveer. I thought Mimosas looked a big, strong boy in the yard on debut. He's had a little bit of a gap between runs, but no doubt he'll be fitter with that run, and he's handled rain-affected ground under race conditions. Hurtle ran along at good time, as Gator outlined. Totally different dynamic here away from the synthetic track, but looks to have talent trialled well going into that debut win. And like the boys, I've been taken with what I've seen from our Heidi, but not as much as I've been impressed with Ranveer. It can be a little bit tricky, heavy conditions, first time under race pressure, Gareth, but I really do like Ranveer. I think he's a real talent. 5-1-2-13.
Okay, so the team with Ranveer here, Dean Lester likes the 5 from the 13, 2 and 4. Gator with the 5 from the 2, 13 and 4. And love the confidence there with Warren Huntley with his favourite Ranveer. So Warren likes the 5 from the 1, 2 and 13. Let's have a look at race number 2 on the program over the 2,400 metres, a benchmark 78. Scratch the 1, Saunter Boy, the 6, J-Rod 2, the 7, Prince Siggy, the 8, She's On Time, and the 9, Kari Hikwini, along with the 19, Epsom Days.
Very competitive betting race. Sign, Steel, Deliver and Shakespeare have been the two best backed at this stage. Sign, Steel, Deliver, a 440 joint favourite with Mr. Mouge. And we've got Shakespeare, 480. Royal Crown, 8. Nordic Prince, 10. Chuck-a-Luck, 14. Flick It Over, 15. There's been support for two of the long shots here, two of the bigger liabilities on the race, are two of the runners at very big odds. Number 2, Ablaze, the star jumper, 41 into 31, has been 34 into 31 this morning. And there's also been good money for number 4, Midterm, as much as 81 into 41 through the week and 41 into 34 this morning. So the two best backed runners, two of them at the pointy end of the market, the joint favourite, Sign, Steel, Deliver, and the second elect, Shakespeare. But if you're chasing some roughies, money around for Midterm and also a Blaze.
Do you give a Blaze or Midterm a chance here, Gator?
No. I'm going with Royal Crown, who was second up in 5 weeks between runs into Flemington last week. Did some really nice late work when the race was virtually over. Now they're back up to 2,400 on wet ground. So I think it's the value in the race and what looks genuine speed. Signs to deliver. Look, the pattern helped, but it was a strong staying win at Warrnambool and chased hard at Besant's. No match at all, but that's probably fair enough. Beat the third horse clearly, and that horse ran well again last week. Mr. Muji's the left fielder. Had good backing at the Australian debut for Give. Month off into last time, but just stayed at the 1,800, ended up too far back. So getting down in the weights, up to a staying trip. They're the three I want to work around after those scratchings. And Shakespeare is certainly in the game. 10-5-14-15.
All right, then what are you doing here, Warren, in the second?
Round about the odds available now, Gareth. I could play Shakespeare each way. I think he's probably going to end up back in the field to some extent, but I'll take a good ride, maybe cutting through the field from Matty Lloyd, but I do think this trip on rain-affected ground, it's a lovely progression for Shakespeare. So can play him each way, 15 ahead of 5. Sign, Seal, Deliver, who probably rolls forward from that draw. As Matty Kamani outlined to you, you've got to get it right on him, but he generally runs well, rolls along on the speed, and he'll give a sight. 14, Mr. Moose, getting fitter up in distance, had to try and squeeze through that gap late last start. Hostar number 13 might be some query at the end of this trip, but he's one of the best wet trackers going around, and he's going well and he's hard and fit. 15, 5, 14, 13.
And as Warren pointed out, Dino, Matt Kamani was explaining that Dean Yendall just needs to get it right with his clock out in front. Do you think he'll be able to do that? Will he be able to get away with what he wants to do there in front today in this second race?
Whether he leads or whether Chuck-a-Luck leads, Mr. Mouge up in trip mightn't be that far away and a couple of others. So I don't think it'll be necessarily a given that he'll be the leader even. So the speed will be okay I'm just hoping Shakespeare has reasonable luck. I think it was a very leader-dominated race last start, and he ran really well. Stays right down in the weights, and at these sort of trips, I like the ones right down in the weights on this sort of ground. And he fits the bill from 14, Mr. Moosh, who I thought ran well last start, ridden a bit quieter. But from the draw here and up in trip, I'd imagine he'll be closer to the speed. 12, Nordic Pride, been a bit of a revelation as a middle distance staying sort of horse. He's won four of his past six. He's going well, and he seems to handle all conditions. And as Warren said, Hostar is very good in these conditions, whether he run a strong trip's the query, but certainly putting him in the mix. 15, 14, 12 and 13.
All right then, so Dino with the 15, as he just said, from the 14, 12 and 13. Gator with Royal Crown at $8 over the, so 10, 5, 14 and 15 for Gator. And Warren also with Shakespeare, the 15 from the 5, 14 and 13. The three-year-old fillies will do battle in race 3 over the 1,300 metres. And Quinny, it's an open race and the scratchings are clear.
It is an open race. Retro Valley's heads the market now. It's $6, has been popular. Quietly Discreet, a $7 equal second elect with Sweet 16. Sweet 16 has been popular throughout the course of the week. We then have Bubbly Lass 7, Miss Divine M 9.50, Sensationalisation 10, Comic Art 13, Diamonds 14, Divine Diosa a $14 chance, We Go Bam 15. There's been good support for a couple of runners at longer odds. Number 6, Yosemite, 26 into 21, and one of the tab's bigger liabilities on the race. And one punter even parting with 268 on Shy Pippa at the odds of $151, the outside of the field at that quote. Punters casting a bit of a wide net here. At this stage, the best back, number 7, Sweet 16.
All right, then probably the best push that I've got over this week for this race here, Warren, was Troy Corston's with We Go Bam, currently around $15 in an open race.
Yeah, one of 14 chances in the race, yes. I think, Gareth. It's a very even race. I was interested listening to Gemma Riley with Michael Felgate during the week, indicating that if the track was too rain affected, there was a good chance Diamonds wouldn't run, but maybe the race fits in with her future program well. Little query that she's posted up the top of the weights there with most of the others around about that weight claiming away from her outside of Sensationalisation. But, gee, I think she's going well, and I'm trusting the form through that race behind Sir Davey. We saw Foxy Frieda come through that race and win at Flemington last week. I just think she's over the odds, Diamonds. Number 1 ahead of 2, Electric Bell. I'm very forgiving of that run behind Standoff last start. Just ended up in a forward position, and she's much better off, as we saw here on the Hillside Circuit two starts ago, coming from off the speed. Unknown on heavy ground, but she has been placed on soft. 11, Bubbly Lass. The gap between runs might be some concern, but the Mara and Eustace stable so good at maintaining horses' fitness between runs. She had the lovely run at Warrnambool, but she was well backed. She handles the conditions. She looks progressive. And 7, Sweet 16, gets the blinkers on, and that form ties in with a few of these. I've got her in as next best, but I could well have missed a place. Get her there, Gareth. 1, 2, 11, 7.
All right, then. Thanks for that, Warren. What are you thinking here, Dino? First of all, with your speed map and then your tips.
Gareth, it looks... it's a very tough race, as Warren's outlined. Speed-wise, I didn't know if the speed was that huge, but out wide are Diamonds, and I thought Comica were probably the two most likely, but there's a few others that, horses like Free Flying Star, Blinkers First Time might race closer, Bubbly Lass, Quietly Discreet, We Go Bam from Barrier 1. You were talking about the good push you got for We Go Bam. You got a bit of a negative push for Retro Vay that she might have had a bit of a setback. Which is a bit of a setback for me, really, because I'm tipping her. So I thought that her win on debut was very good, and then dragging her around Horsham, she just got to every corner and just struggled, and only just got going late. I think on the big track she'll let down better, and dropping 4.5 kilos, I think, and this isn't a really strong race. I thought she'd run well, but there's a little bit of a worry. Bubbly Lass, I thought, was good winning the maiden at Warrnambool over the Carnival, and I think she can run very well. Sweet 16 with the blinkers on, and Quietly Discreet off a last start win. But as Warren outlined, very tough race. I'll go 10, 11, 7 and 5.
All right, then, Gator, on Thursday, you were keen on one here, I think, with your game plan on RSN Central.
Yeah, look, I'm still keen. She's got to handle the heavy ground. She ran well on soft six one day. He's Quietly Discreet. I think we were talking eights and sevens back then. Now we're at 9. So, look, probably less confident, but certainly at $7, if you can find out. 6 weeks between runs into that pack and win. But I think what's more important is
I think the minor throat surgery might have been the key. She might be back. If she's back, she's better than 78 graves. She's got to handle the ground. 316 worked to the line well at Flemington last time. Wasn't far off Snickerdoodle Nandy, who was such a good winner last week. Has 2 kilos on Diamond from their clash prior to that, and that was on a soft track. Bubba Lass running well behind Kamika, who's, of course, here, and then ran quite well in that Flemington race that Sweet the 16 was in. Pressured on a pretty strong speed there. Actually ran really well, I thought. And then a strong win at Warrnambool. Runner-up came out one. They gapped the rest. Mr. Vine is so genuine and handles the ground. Kamika Diamond, et cetera, et cetera. 5-7, 11-3.
All right, then. So Dano likes the 10 in a tough race over the 11, 7 and 5. Gators with the 5 over the 7, 11 and 13. And Warren is with Diamonds, the 1 over the 2, 11 and 7. Race 4 is over the 1,300 metres. And the scratchings here for the mares, you can scratch the 10, Exa Leader, the 13, Tan Tad Harmony, the 14, November Dreaming, and the emergencies, the 17, 18 and 19 here, Quinny.
And as you would imagine, there have been deductions come into play with all those runners coming out that you just mentioned. It is La Richesse who heads the market now at $3.80, has been the best back runner throughout the course of the week. Palmy, a $5.50 second elect now with Immersement. Then we have Amy's Law, $9.50. Little Stevie, $11. White Shoes Herd, $12. Barbie's Fox has been a firmer this morning, $14 into $13, as much as $19 was on offer initially. The Stylist, $15. Metronome, $19. Salt Bay, $21. High Celebration, $23. Throughout the course of the day, we've seen good support with the runners at longer odds. This has been one race where most of the money has been with those at the pointy end of the market, but not as much betting activity on race number 4 as the first 3 races on the program. Now that the field is settled, that might change.
All right, then. We did get good pushes for Why Choose Her with Lindsay Smith in at the first word, and also at a price, Salt Bay there for Mike Maroney. She's second up, the former Kiwi, at $21. Dino, what are you thinking here? Every time I look at a horse like Immersement, I think of you, because you found her and was intrigued by her when she was first up. And I've had a chat to James Cummings a few times about her, and they continue to persevere with her.
Yeah, I think she's going okay too, Gareth. The 2 runs in have been okay, and I don't think her wet stats, her wet track stats tell the whole story with her. I think she's okay in the ground, and I just think she's got a good winning chance here, but again, not a race I'm that confident about. La Richesse was a dual acceptor in Adelaide as well, and they've elected to run here. Will Clarkin, a terrific traveller of his horses. Amy's Jewel, I think it's pretty well established. Her New Zealand form suggests she's just a wet tracker. Her 3 runs this time in, she's seen one soft track in Australia and she ran quite well. The other 2 runs were dreadful. So, yeah, she gets her preferred ground. She can run very well. And Barbie's Fox, I can understand the specking for her. She's very good on soft ground. Louise Benelli usually has her pretty well ready to go first up. She trialled on Monday and looked to go very nicely under a good hold, and I think she can run well fresh. But, yeah, I've got a leaning to Immersement. I'm going to follow her through one more time, 9, 8, 2 and 6.
All right, then. What are you doing here, Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm with Immersement as well. I thought they warmed up nicely, late fresh. That was the Plaquette race. It was second, came in one. I was surprised they stayed at 1,100 at Flemington, but I'm not going to make a career out of second-guessing James Cummings. But I am in this case. Gets to 1,300 now, looks ready to win. Why choose her? Gave her all fresh in that Plaquette race. 1,300's no issues. Handled soft ground, no idea heavy. Palmy, I really wanted to be with her second up. Unfortunately, they've struck a heavy track, and it's a big query. And glad to know La Richesse have decided where they're running. 9, 1, 3, and 8.
All right, then. And Warren, your thoughts here in race number 4. And do you have a speed map for us as well?
Yeah. For you, that's where my field
you just,
of
you just well, lines gone.
Turned expertise.
There you go.
I thought the stylist probably rolls forward out wider, and La Richesse holds a spot near the inside with Little Stevie. I thought the two most likely roll forward horses are the stylist out wider, La Richesse closer to the inside with Little Stevie. Should make a reasonable speed, and I'm with the boys with Immersement. I could back her each way here. She won a Witten Stakes on soft ground almost in a previous life as a 2-year-old. Then her only start on heavy, she was less than 3 lengths behind Kiyomichi in a Magic Night that went on to win a Golden Slipper. So her wet track stats, as Dino said, they certainly aren't bad at all, and I think she's progressing well, just got a little bit tight back near the inside down the straight last start. Flow into the race better at 1,300 metres. 9 for me each way ahead of 3. Palmy, who'll be fitter, handled the ground, and I thought ran well enough, particularly the last little bit of the race first up. 8, Larish Yes, will give a sight riding the speed, and Amy's Jewel, another one, as I think Dean outlined, over from New Zealand, but now strikes seriously rain-affected grounds, which seems to be her forte. 9 each way, ahead of 3, 8 and 2.
So the team with the Godolphin runner, Immersman, here, and you can get around $5.50 for her there in at the fourth race. So Dino with the 9 from the 8, 2 and 6. Gator also with the 9 from the 1, 3 and 8. And Warren's with the 9 from the 3, 8 and 2. Let's have a look at race number 5 for the open class gallopers over the 1,800 metres. And Quinny, you can scratch the 11. Play me now.
Best back runner here, Bedford. 3.20 into 2.90, has been well back throughout the course of the week. The money has continued on race day. Unfortunately, we're dealing with one of the few races on the program where deductions don't come into play. Dr. Drill, a 4.80 second elect. Spring Choice, 5.50. No Effort, 9. Pacadali at 11. Mongolian Marshall, an $11 chance. And we have Pancho, 14. Belzamore has been the second best backed runner in the race, currently at $17. If you're chasing one at odds for the multiples, but it's all about Bedford to hopefully land some good bets.
All right then, Kiramar happy with Dr. Drill, just a question mark over the ground. Sam Freeman made Bedford the stable's best for the day, and Troy Corstens gave Spring Choice a really good each-way chance here, Gator, in race 5. What are you doing?
Why are the 6 weeks between runs, Spring Choice?
They wanted to pull him out there the other day because the ground was too firm. He's ready to go, and I just think that he's got a small question mark whether he'll handle a heavy track, but he's confident he will, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, fair call. So it's a gamble until they do it, isn't it? And we've got Vermilli, who we haven't seen, so welcome to 2021. Look, I'm going to go with No Effort. I thought she was terrific second up on a strong speed. She fought all the way to the line, pipped right on the wire. Just didn't finish off last time, but chased a strong speed on a hard track. Now gets 1,800 on the wet ground, and I think she just gets an easy lead here. If she's not leading, she'll sit up second, and there'll be nowhere near that early section. They'll be running her last two races. So I think she's perhaps the overs in another really tough race. Dr. Drill blows late in the Lee Stakes. The winner of that, Lord Vladivostok, is no slouch. Ran really well in the Cranman Cup, third up last step, chasing a hot speed that day, and won third up prior to that. So back to open grade, another one who can sit on a moderate tempo. Bedford, just about the run of the day at Caulfield last time, given the pattern, nothing was swooping, but he did. Now gets onto a wet ground. So no surprise they found him, some punters. Pacadali, Spring Choice, and Vermilli, I guess, will have to check the market like the old days. 8.152.
All right, then, this is a good little race here, Warren. There's a few chances.
I agree, Gareth, but I do think that Bedford's the one to beat. He maintained his good second-up record last start. As Gator said, it was primarily against the pattern. This looks a lovely option for Bedford. If he can train on from that, then he's the one to beat, clearly, for me. 5 ahead of 1. Dr. Drill, he's got to handle the ground, but he's been placed on heavy. He's a multiple winner on soft, and he's come back well. He's not badly treated this grade. Cranbourne Cup winner with the claim here, going around with 3 kilos over the minimum. 8, No Effort. I thought that pressure, as Gator outlined, was just too much for her last start. I thought she had a terrific chance going into that race, but just that the pressure of the race brought her undone. Rain-affected ground with a 3 kilo claim, Carlina aboard, and nowhere near as much pressure here. She can run well, and I was batting up for Pancho last start, first up. I thought he had the toughest run in the race. He's been back to the jump outs since, and he should be comfortable enough in the ground. At odds, I think he might be able to improve on that first up performance. But I'm keen on 5 ahead of 1, 8 and 6.
All right, then, Dino, do you see No Effort getting her own way in front here?
Well, she's certainly going to get an easier time, but this time, Gareth, and yeah, she probably leads Dr. Drill and Selsamore, I'd imagine. And, she's got a very good chance in the race with the lightweight. But I like Bedford. I think he loves soft ground. And for him to run that well on the dry last start was an outstanding effort. He always goes well second up. But I think he can maintain it for, you know, especially because he's got onto his preferred ground. And this is a really good trip for him. So I like him to beat Dr. Drill, who'll run well, get a lovely run, and he's a class galloper for this grade. No Effort will run really well, dropping that significant weight off her last run, and getting an easier time of it on her own terms. And Mongolian Marshall was a very lucky win last start, but he's going quite well and might be next best. But I think Bedford might just sit back and round these up 5-1, 8-4.
All right, then. So Dino with Bedford, the 5 from the 1, 8-4. Gator with this consistent mare, no effort. The 8 from the 1, 5 and 2. And Warren also with at Bedford here, the 5 from the 1, 8 and 6. It's 8:32 with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately and Nicholas Quinn for the Melbourne Form Panel. Thanks to Queensland Racing. We'll take a quick break. The team were on fire last week, especially with their quaddies. So we'll go through the quaddie races there at Sandown, plus their best bets. The trivia question is still to come as well.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for the TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival, where champions are crowned. Visit queenslandwintercarnival.com.au.
It is trivia time. Here we go. First person with the correct answer and texting in on this line, 0416 90 50 52, will win a $210 voucher to Vlado's Steakhouse. Of course, Vlado's Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years. Dino?
Yes, Gareth. Today, it's obviously Stradbroke Day, but we also see the inaugural running of the Q22. For an inaugural race, it's got Group 2 status, so it's taking over from another race. What was the name of the race in a former life?
Love it. I like Ray Mack of North Melbourne as well. He's taken a punt guessing the question before you've asked it.
He
said tie zone, so he was hoping maybe for last year's Stradbroke.
I did say it was easy. I didn't think it was not quite that easy.
And I know you love your tennis. Rafa Nadal has been beaten by Djokovic in 4 sets. Djokovic, the only player to defeat Nadal twice at Roland Garros. So there you go. What a game it was too. Anyway, we'll move on because we need to back a winner at Sandown. Today, we're up to race number 6 here. And this is the first leg of the quaddie. Looking at the scratchings at Sandown for race number 6, you can scratch the 1, Never No More, the 4, to Graves, the 6, Man From Uncle, the 10, Ocean Miss, 13, Star Ruse, 15, Prince of Alina, and the 16, La Chevalier will be tough to beat in Sydney this afternoon. Quinny, what's the market doing now?
There'll be some very nervous TAB bookmakers if number 5, Leopari, is in the finish. Was $81 earlier on the week, has been the best backed runner clearly in terms of liability, and the 3rd best backed runner in terms of investment behind only Turidan and Blue Ocean. Leopari now an $11 chance. The favourite, Turidan, at $3.60. Blue Ocean's been popular, now $4.20. The Lucent, $5.50. The Coot, $10. Sabahit, $11. Falls, $15. Influential Girl, $16. Ruby Sky, $21. Patch Adams, $34. The top two in the market, Turidan and Blue Ocean, have taken the most money, but clearly the biggest liability, number 5, Leopari.
All right, there, Warren Huntley. Is Leopari in your numbers?
He is, Gareth, and if anyone needs a clue for Dino's trivia question, I think there might be a trainer with the same name as the race that Dino's looking for that's got a runner at Eagle Farm today, but I could be off the mark. Mm-hmm. But that I think that could be a clue if needed. I've got Leopari in my numbers, but I think that Blue Ocean, who handles rain-affected ground, is racing well, and I think is well-placed to run well here, and I think Ben Allen, from a good draw, should be able to get the right sort of run to be within striking distance. So I'm with Blue Ocean. Turidan's a nice horse. He's progressive, and he's putting a picket fence together. Leopari, I thought the first up run was good. The second up run was in the race that no effort came through. That was just too high pressure. The track was up to a good 3 by then. No guide on Leopari then. You just wanted to get around safely and get through that race. Now he gets up in distance onto his preferred rain-affected ground with the benefit of 2 runs, and the scratchings have depleted the race. So I think he's in the mix for sure, and Savahit can improve third up on the rain-affected ground. 14, 7, 5 and 2.
All right, then what's the speed doing here, Dino?
Well, Gareth, I think that certainly scratchings have changed it a bit, but probably Falls from out wide looks the likely leader. Turidan, Patch Adams mightn't be far away. Blue Ocean, he can't really be ridden to a position because he can over race, but I think he's going well, and I've always thought he was a wet tracker, so what he's been doing on the dry is a bonus. I always go back to that run at Flemington about this time last year where he powered home over 2,000 and ran second, and that was in very testing ground, so I think he gets conditions to suit. I think he'll run really well. I was bit flat again on the performance of Michael Kent Jr. this morning about Sabah Heat. I thought, you know, getting onto wet ground, he could improve, but I put him in for second. Turin, I thought this was a harder race with more pressure initially, but now that after the scratchings, the race shape changes around a bit, and I'm certainly conceding him a chance. And 11 Relucent, the query is the ground, but he ran well last start, maybe next best. But yeah, he's a watch runner, Leopari, and even Gundown could be an improver because he hasn't been on this sort of ground for a long, long time. 14, 2, 7 and 11.
Have you found some value here, Gator?
Well, it's a different race from Wednesday where the three of our top four came out. We are left with Blue Ocean on top, flown home his last two in the latest off a slow speed. He actually ran home 11.09. Quickest of the day, if you don't mind. 7/100ths quicker than last week's winner, Lunar Flare. Wet ground. Back to the mile. I don't love that, but War of Attrition on top. Turidan, originally down the batting order up to second. Going well, wet tracks. I thought Sakoop was the best blowout at the huge odds. But it, as I say, it's a whole different race. Sabah Heat gets onto wet ground. 14, 7, 19 and 2 now.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 14 to here, and that's Blue Ocean over the 2, 7 and 11. Gator's also with Blue Ocean, the 14, 7, 19 and 2. And Warren Huntley is also with Blue Ocean, so 14, 7, 5 and 2 there for Warren. So let's have a look at race 7, second leg of the quaddy. Scratch the 2, Summer Rocker, the 4, 5, 16 and 17 are also out here, Quinny.
Yeah, and this is race that has been affected by those scratchings and deductions, as you had just mentioned, and a lot of the runners that had been popular are now out, but clearly the best back runner, number 13, Thomas Express, who's now a $4.40 market leader, was $9.50 initially, so has done nothing but firm throughout the course of the week. Deb Song, a $6 second leg, standoff at $5.50. Literati, 9, back 10. Visualising 11, Mark of the Man 14, Inca Dinka 18, Field Roses 19. But clearly the best back runner here, number 13, Sienna's Express. Taking a look at the deductions, most of the runners that come out took something. It's going to total about 19 cents in the dollar. So a bit of a haircut for those that took the early odds, but still certainly a much better quote for those that bet early than what is available now.
All right, then, Dina, I know that you were keen on Signers Express there on the Breakfast Club yesterday. Kiramar, I think, gave him a good enough push as well.
Well, that's good, Gareth. Yep. I think, Warren, we got a bit of a clarification how to pronounce this horse too yesterday off one of the race callers.
Yeah, absolutely. I was on course first up, I think, for his preparation at Kilmore, and the connections approached Adam Crittenden, the race caller on the day, and asked for an announced Sinners Express. So we'll run with Sinners Express at the request of the connections.
Yeah, I think we should get that right because I think he'll be winning. I thought his run last Sunday was outstanding without any luck. For that, he dropped some 7 kilos back to his own age group. He's won on heavy 10 ground. I like the backup. I think he can win. Seb Song was way too close to a fast speed, and Jason Warren also said he may have jarred up on that firm ground at Caulfield, but yeah, I just think he was too close for him. I think a quieter ride can see him improve. Standoff will be last, but she'll be storming home as she does, and she's going very well, beating last week's winner, Snickerdoodle Dandy, when she won at Flemington, and Field of Roses next best, but I like Sinners Express, 13, 3, 6 and 7.
All right then, what are you doing here, Gator?
Yeah, look, I don't think Standoff's win was any fluke. I thought it was fabulous. Gave Snickerdoodle Dandy Winburn, really. Section of home, outstanding. First go 1600. No reason to think that won't suit. But it's still an unknown, I guess. Deb Song, yeah, I read it the same way. I think too firm last time was probably the telling story. Only other third up run was an easy win. He gets the jar out of the track today. Visualizing well back to beat Foxy Freitas, that reads well now. Then an easy maiden win at start for 1600 here. It's probably the one on that upward spiral. And Mark of the Man, I could forgive last week's miss. So 6, 3, 15 and 1.
All right then, Warren.
With Sinners Express down in the weights, Blinkers went on last start. Quick back up and up a little bit in distance. So I'm with 13 ahead of 6 Standoff, who's got to take that Flemington form to Sandown Hillside, but no reason to think she can't. Mark of a Man, I think, will appreciate getting onto rain-affected ground. And Seb Song, as Dino outlined, the race shape really didn't suit last start. I'd expect a more ride here to be finishing off. I'm with 13 ahead of 6, 1 and 3, Gareth. And a couple of riders coming through for this race. Number 10, Reliable Dude, is Liam Reardon. And in the last for the Allerton Starra stable, Damien Lane's got the ride on Forever Free for the riders we didn't have.
Beautiful. So Dean Lester likes the 13, and that is seen as express over the 3, 6 and 7. Gators with the 6 here. Standoff to do it again. Over, so 6, 3, 15 and 1 for Gator. And seen as express on top there for Warren, the 13 from the 6, 1 and 3. Let's have a look at race 8 on the program. Benchmark 84 over the 1,300 metres. Scratch the 1, 4, 5, 8, 9 and 13 here, Quinny.
Yes, and as you would imagine, another race that has been knocked around by scratchings and deductions. Corner Pocket took out 22 cents the win, 16 cents the place. And basically, a new market posted this morning as a result. The Galas, a $5 favourite. Defiant Dance at $5.50. Arkan Knight, $6.50. Altai Ranger, $7.50. Big Postiano, $8.50. There's been a little bit of money around for King Magnus, now an $11 chance. Was $12 when the market was reposted. Irish Playboy, 15. Wilmot Pass, 15. A Moody Bay, 16. Sir Callahad, 17. Elsman, a $26 chance. Segalas, Defiant Dancer, and also Arkham Knight have been the three that have attracted the money throughout the course of the week. The deduction somewhat irrelevant, but Arkham Knight was as much as 17 into 11 over the course of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Segalas was $10 into $7.50 prior to those scratchings.
All right, then. This race has changed complexion a little bit, Gator, since Wednesday with the emergencies gaining a start. So the speed map now will change a little bit. Who are you tipping here and you're confident?
I'm tipping Segalar, and not really. Been wide her last two, had track bias against before that. If you can ignore those runs, then you probably should. He's got Subadar form. I like the blinkers going on. Wet ground off the back of a nice jump out. So, again, you know, what do early odds mean when half the field's out? But I thought the double figures earlier in the week was probably value in a tough race. Defiant Dance is going really well. A wide run last time in a deeper race. 1,300, wetter, there are no negatives here. Wilmot Pass, I thought, was in the game. Missed the kick, Ballarat, made really good ground on Corner Pocket. And obviously that horse coming out helped. Then it was a month off into Corfe and ran on well against the pattern of the day there. Sig Positiano certainly has a case on similar form lines as well. Inside draws late in the day. Hillside is your query. Yeah, certainly in the mix with a few others. 10, 2, 19 and 17 now.
All right, then what's your speed map doing here, Warren?
I thought out wide, Altai Ranger would roll forward near the inside. Sir Callahad and Elsvin probably hold a spot. Defiant Dancer in the middle probably holds a spot to some extent. Altai Ranger from out wider seems to be a bit of a free spirit, so I think he would roll forward and perhaps control the speed. Sir Callahad and maybe to a lesser extent Elsvin nearer the inside. I'm with Sig Positano here each way. I thought the form through the last race has held up very well with Midships going to win the Golden Topaz, and more rain-affected ground here is a positive for Sig Positano, and claiming away down under the minimum weight's a positive for Lockie Neindorf. 17 each way ahead of 11. Arkham Knight, who's had a trial since that first up run, Jamie Carr aboard's a positive and will handle the ground. 10, Segalas gets the blinkers on, and 2, Defiant Dancer is consistent. I'm not too sure if you know he's got any edge on the opposition, but with the claim and he's hard and fit and he seems to handle the ground, I've got him as next best. 17, 10. 17, 11, 10 and 2, Gareth. And I think I should leave the housekeeping to you. It's Damien Thornton that's picked up the ride in the last one.
Okay.
Forever Free, not Damien Lane.
There you go. You're doing a wonderful job, Warren, and I appreciate it. Dino, John McMillan gave a good push for your on-top selection, I think, this morning, Arkham Knight.
Well, I'm hoping that he's a good traveller of his horses, yep, and he's bringing him over at the right time. I thought his run first up was good. He drops a little bit in weight. He handles soft ground. He's got Jamie Carr to ride. I thought Just hitting the race at the right time. Cigales can certainly win number 10. I like the jump out last week and has the blinkers on here. Defiant Dance is a bit of a constant in this grade. Keeps running well. He's probably at the maintenance stage of his preparation where he's ticking over and just running well. No improvement, but can run well again. And Sig Bozzitano right down in the weights. Handle soft ground, having a good preparation. Next best, but I'm going with Arkham Knight. 11, 10, 2 and 17.
All right then. So Dino's numbers, as you just heard, 11, 10, 2 and 17. David Gately likes the 10 from the 2, 19 and 17. And Warren Huntley's keen on the 17 from the 11, 10 and 2 there at Sandown for race 8. Let's have a look at the final event. And scratchings here you can take out, as my computer freezes, here we go. Last race there at Sandown, you can take out the 2, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 13, Quinny.
Yes, and unfortunately, deductions are going to play a monstrous part again here. The reposted market this morning had Express Pass at $4. That's been well and truly snapped up, $4 into $3.30. The clear favourite now from Zipping Boy, $3.60. Great Again, $5. Propel, $8. Forever Free, $8. Rubembler, $19. Ashlaw, $21. I Am Someone, $21 with the Centurion. The best back runner, though, the new favourite, Express Pass, the second best back runner. The second elect, number 12, Zipping Bay. Sorry, right. Zipping Boy.
All right, then. So that's the story there with the market. We'll go to you here, Warren. Your thoughts in the last race?
Gee, it's an even race and changed by scratchings, Gareth. But I'm going to go with 14, Express Pass, who gets right down in the weights with the claim for an in-form rider in Matty Cartwright. He seems to handle rain-affected ground. He ran well first up. He's had a nice tick-over jump out since. 14 for me ahead of 12. Zipping Boy, who's probably taking on slightly tougher opposition, but he's progressing well. He's got a good winning habit, and he's a winner here over the trip. 9, the Centurion, I thought ran well at odds first up. He'll handle the ground. He'll roll forward, and he'll be there for a while. I'm not too sure if he's a winning hope, but I do think he's going well and returned well. 15 for Forever Free, I thought might be next best. I've gone 14 out of 12, 9, 15.
What are you doing in the last tier, Dino? And is Great Again your leader?
I think he'll be prominent, Gareth. He's, you know, obviously he's a good wet tracker, but I think the Centurion out wide and probably Ashlaw with the blinkers back on will show speed. But Great Again, and certainly Zipping Boy will be right there. But I'm with also with Express Pass. Interesting that I think the four main chances have all drawn the inside four gates, which often late in the day at Hillside isn't ideal, but coming out of the chute might be a little bit different there at the 1,000. Express Pass with the big weight drop to beat Great Again. Would have preferred him at 11 or 1,200, but you can't have everything. He's got a heavy nine track, and that's what he loves. 12, Zipping Boy, he's a beauty. He knows how to win. He dropped 7.5 kilos. Yeah, he's taking on probably more seasoned horses, but, he's got a good strike rate and gets the job done. And I'm putting in Ruben Blur, who I think will at least be strong at the end of 1,000. Had a soft jump out at Wodonga recently without the blinkers on and can certainly run a race fresh. 14, 1, 12 and 11.
So 14, 1, 12 and 11 there for Dino. And what are you doing in the last tier, Gator?
Well, I thought the 20 to 1 early in the week for Forever Free was crazy talk. Closed up Caulfield in fast time. Held on well here at 1,000 prior to that. I think the Montessira form easily ties in against his older horses, given that girl probably, you know, wins with even luck over Satura Splendor with a gap to the rest of them. She hasn't seen a wet ground since her first two starts, and she won them both. Great Again, wide against the pattern, Wongoom, fresh. He gets what he needs, the wet track. The 1,000 metres is the query for mine. Zipping Boy, good win, good effort last time along the inside, which wasn't the A ground, and plummets in the weights. And Express Pass, another drawn inside, but a good return at Flemington, has won the second up last prep. This horse, actually well weighted for a four-year-old, isn't he? Below the limit. 15, 1, 12, 14, home.
All right, then. So Dino's numbers, he likes the 14 from the 1, 12, 11 in the last. Gators with the 15. Forever Free over the 1, 12 and 14. And Warren also with the 14 here, Express Pass over the 12, 9 and 5. It's 8.53. Before we take this break, Quinny, I know that you've got, geez, you're a star these days. You've got more media commitments, so we have to say goodbye. So, your best bets around the country? Oh, he's finished. He said see you later. He didn't even say goodbye, Quinny. He's busy. He is busy, yes. Congratulations to Nathan Arundel from Point Cook, I should say. I've had a good one this morning. The correct answer was the PJ O'Shea. So there you go. Great place, Point Cook, as well. Well done to Nathan. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the best bets, the quaddies, and we'll also get the team's thoughts on the Stradbroke handicap.
The Melbourne panel for the VicRed Pink Diamond Series finals night, when Greyhound Racing shines next Friday night at Bendigo.
Yeah, that should be a terrific night of Greyhound Racing there on Friday night at Bendigo. Some of the superstars of the sport of Greyhound Racing will be doing battle. Talking about stars, David Gately, I need your best bet and a quaddie at Sandown, please.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Quietly Discreet on a really tough card, and she's extremely backable. We've got to get through the heavy ground, but as I say, for that, at that price, let's find out. We'll make her the best. Quaddie, I'm going to go 14 Blue Ocean, 7 Turidan, 19 Secute and 2 Sabah Heath, so 14, 7, 19 and 2. Second leg, Standoff, Seb Song, Visualising, Mark of the Man, 6, 3, 15 and 1. Third leg, Segalar, Divine Dancer, Wilma Pass, Sig Positiana for 10, 2, 19 and 17. And coming home with mostly down the bottom, 15, Forever Free, 1, Great Again, 12, 14. Those numbers are 15, 1, 12 and 14.
All right, then, Gator, we'll catch up with you in just a moment to have a look at this meeting in Sydney today, along with Lizzie Jelsch, just after 9 o'clock. So go and get yourself another coffee.
Roger.
All right, then, Dino, your best bet and a quaddie there at Sandown.
My best is race 7, number 13, Cena's Express. Gareth, the value is Arkham Knight. It's diminished a bit, but still think you run very well. The quaddie, first leg 2, 7, 11 and 14. Second leg 3, 6, 7 and 13. Third leg 2, 10, 11 and 17. And the last leg 1, 11, 12 and 14. And those numbers, a little bit different to the Breakfast Club yesterday, but they'll be on the Twitter handle as well if you missed them then.
All right, love it, Dino. And Warren, your best bet and a quaddie, please.
Yeah, well, hoping these best bets and value bets are somewhere near the mark for our punters club. Gareth, best race 1, number 5, Ranveer. Value race 8, number 17, Sig Positano. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 5, 7 and 14. Numbers 1, 3, 6 and 13 in the second leg. 10, 11 and 17 in the third leg. Coming home with numbers 9, 12, 14 and 15.
All right, then. Dino, do you have an opinion on the Stradbroke this afternoon?
I like the Harrovian and Tofane. I think the Harrovian, terrific at weight for age last start. I think you'll get a great run. I think Glenn Boss will put him just inside midfield and he'll run really well. And Tofane was very good with a big weight last start and an all-age stakes winner with 54.5. I think she's got a great winning chance.
Would you be investing in the multi that everybody's probably nearly doing this afternoon at Eagle Farm, Ayrton into Saki?
I'm not talking out of it, Gareth. I can't tip against either. It'll be interesting the next phase of Ayrton's career, because even though he's beaten last start and he ran very well, that was a really high pressure race. It'll be interesting to see how he bounces off that. So I think he should win. I think Zaki's only just got to turn up in similar sort of form and should have a win. I think Holmesman can run a place if you're having a Quinella there. And I certainly think Lord Belvedere has got a little chance of winning the Brisbane Cup. Nothing's gone right for him in his two runs in Brisbane. And small field, if he gets tucked away and just has the last little shot at them, as opposed to being three wide his last two runs, he could win the Brisbane Cup.
Do you have an opinion in the JJ Atkins?
The JJ Atkins is a terrific race. I think it was hard to miss Converge's run last start. I'm a Port Louis fan, but balance of probability now, Converge has come up with a good gate. Port Louis is going to be back and wide, from a wide draw again. I'll be with Converge there.
All right, then. You are a beautiful man, Dino. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Gareth.
Warren, at the Stradbroke, your thoughts there?
Well, slight leaning to Wild Planet and Mr. Quickie. He'll need some luck from the inside draw, Mr. Quickie, but we've seen him win a Toorak with a ground-saving ride nearer the inside in that middle stage of the race from Jamie Carr. So just thought Wild Planet and Mr. Quickie working around those two in the Stradbroke.
Any other horses that you might be investing on there up there in Queensland on such a big day?
I think today might be the day for Garibaldi in race 6. He's pretty well found, but race 6, number 9, Garibaldi would be one for me.
And how are you playing the Punters Club today,
well, with
Warren?
With our $100, Gareth, I'm going to be very inventive. I'm going to have $50 on my best bet, which is race 1, number 5, Ranveer, and 25 each way on my best value, race 8, number 17, Sig Positano. So if Ranveer wins the first, we'll have a small profit, and hopefully Sig Positano can do the right thing by us later in the day.
Sensational. Can't wait for Correct Weight as well tomorrow morning.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Brendan Delaney having a well-earned break. Is there another type of break? Everybody has a well-earned break. He's having a morning off, and great to get Stephen Arnold back. He's such an incisive judge. I love it when we have Steve as part of the Correct Weight panel, and he'll be joining us tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 o'clock with Dean Lester to look back on racing at Sandown and the feature races from Eagle Farm.
We'll be tuning in for sure, Warren. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth. I'm looking forward to the next hour to see what words you come up with.
Yes, yes. Can't wait to get to Point Cook as well. Good on you, Warren. There's Warren Huntley. It's a minute past 9, and that is the Melbourne Form panel. Thanks to GRV with their Pink Diamond series and also Queensland Racing. Time for a break. In fact, before the break, we've got Johnny Bowden ready to go for the news. And then it is a big interstate hour coming your way between 9 and 10.